All right, let's get them all in here.
Second inning here for Matt Moore. He fires. Naylor with a drive to deep right center. Away back. Gone. No doubt about it. Bomb to the bullpen in right center. Josh Naylor will take his time circling the bases. And the Guardians now with a 4-3 lead.
All right, that was Friday. There was
6-4 Angels. Naylor, one swing of the bat, could rip the lid off this place. Tapera's ready, infield back. Here it comes, and Naylor swings and drives it. High, deep to right, away back, gone! They're hysterical at Progressive Field.
All right, that was Saturday night, then Sunday came around.
Now the 2-0 pitch. Swung at it, blasted. High, deep to right. This is gone! Can you believe it? Three games in a row, three home runs for Josh Naylor, all in the eighth inning.
There you go. Lots of fun at Progressive Field this weekend against the Angels. Time to talk Guardians baseball with Bob DiBiasio. Good morning, Bob. Our program this morning brought to you by your North Visual Convenience in Oco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. Josh Naylor's hot, I would think. That would be a good term. I maybe delicately put that way, huh?
Yeah, that's a firm grasp of the obvious. Good morning, boys. Unbelievable, as Hammy said, Saturday night with a really nice crowd approaching 30,000, just went absolutely hysterical. It was so awesome to see that ballpark going crazy again. And what he did, obviously historic, the only guy to do it since I think they went back to 1961, the record keepers in our ballpark, checking out the stats on that one. But just such an exciting weekend to cap off the longest homestand of the season. Go 5-4 on the homestand. You know, you're certainly hoping you can go 6-3 and win all three series. But I'll tell you, you know, that lineup that the LA Angels throw at you is pretty darn good. And Tanner Bibee throwing a no-hitter on Sunday, and then Josh does his heroics once again. Really wonderful weekend.
Right. Not all those resulted in a victory, however. Obviously, it came away, one of them didn't do. But the back end of the pitching is getting a little – sometimes it's not as, I guess, automatic as sometimes we expect it to be. But that's baseball.
Exactly. It's really odd. Emmanuel Clase, among the league leaders, if not the league leader in saves, is already blown four. Last road trip, you know, going into Fenway and Yankee Stadium, he had hiccups both places. Didn't look sharp yesterday either, but was able to get the job done. It's something that needs attention because he's such a vital piece to our success because we play so many close games. That was one of our strengths last year, was having the best bullpen in the American League, one of the best in all of baseball, obviously, and we need him desperately. So we've got to figure out what it is that that magic that he had last year. He and Edwin Diaz at the Mets, two best closers in all of baseball last year. So we've got to get him right.
Bob, usually when relief pitchers come in a game, there are men on base, not always, but sometimes. And they kind of take their time and whatever. Do you think the pitch clock has anything to do with some pitchers having a little more difficulty this year?
Well, possibly. There's no question about it. Although we're now into our third month of them having to get settled, you know, with the month of March and spring training. actually even out on the back fields, putting a clock out there and getting their rhythm going since mid-February, and then the heightened intensity that comes with the opening of the season in April and May and games that matter. But I do believe that there's an issue there that, some were able to, just fall right in it. Some young pitchers have been dealing with it in the minor leagues the last few years, so it's second nature to them. But Emmanuel's still throwing in the 99s and 100 miles an hour. We just have to figure out his command of the strike zone because these big league hitters can hit a 100-mile-an-hour pitch.
We are on the road now, Chicago and the New York Mets. What's the situation with the White Sox right now? They seem to be struggling a little bit. What can we expect in this series coming up, you think?
Well, Shane Bieber starts it all for us. A six-game road trip tomorrow night, as you said, at Comiskey Park. They are struggling. Brand-new manager. They've had a couple injuries, which is pretty consistent, unfortunately, for them. They just haven't played with any consistency whatsoever. There was some video out about Tim Anderson yesterday, their star shortstop. Somebody was reading his lips and saying that, I hate this place, or something of that nature, which that's not going to sit well with the White Sox faithful. But again, when we start a road trip and Shane Bieber gets the ball, we feel pretty good about our chances, and then we get to come home. We just heard you played some, the heroics of Josh Naylor. If you want a Josh Naylor jersey, we have that for you on May 27th, Memorial Weekend, the Saturday night game, a Josh Naylor jersey giveaway, courtesy of our friends at Bally Sports. But this next homestand, when we come home to play the White Sox and then the St. Louis Cardinals on the Memorial Day weekend, we have fireworks, Sugardale Dollar Dogs. The full promo calendar kicks in when we get back off of this road trip.
Yeah. Sure sign that summer's upon us when they get that full promotional calendar going, ready to go. Any leftover magical unknown golden glove boxed giveaways from this weekend?
Probably. All I know is we had some fun. No, there aren't very many. I don't think we have any left with the great crowds that we had this weekend, but there was some fun going on with people walking around the ballpark because it was a mystery gold glove, so you weren't sure which of the four gentlemen you were getting the gold glove of, and people trading and things of that nature. So a lot of fun this weekend at the ballpark. Again, great crowds. Josh Naylor brought them to their feet each and every game, and really wonderful. Hope we can just keep that momentum going, because when this ballpark is full and our guys are feeling it, no better place to be.
Absolutely, and a nice win for Mother's Day, sure. Can't go wrong with that. Bob, we'll talk again next week. Have a good day.
Yes, we will. Salute Lenny Barker today, anniversary of his perfect game. Have a great week, boys. Go Guardians.
Go Guardians. Our Guardians broadcast talk with Bob DiBiasio. It's brought to you by your Northridge Convenience Sunoco, Center Ridge and Barton Road.